Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As the autumn sun reflects across the beaches of the western Kenai Peninsula, there lies a secret revealed only to some lucky people combing the beach for treasures. That would be the secrets of the agate, a mysterious quartz-like gem that glows when the light hits them from just the right angle. This mineral provides much significance and awe in many ways and worldviews. From geologists for its unique petrology, to Dena'ina peoples for its cultural significance, and even to the simple happiness of the local beachcomber lucky enough to find one. These beautiful shining rocks can be identified by their clarity and glow when held up to the light, as well as their smooth, glassy texture. A great way to distinguish them from their quartz lookalikes is that the wave-tumbled quartz has almost a powdery, whitish surface when dry, compared to agates, which I've observed to maintain their smoothness and gummy bear-like exterior even when dry. Many agates can be found all throughout the beaches of Cook Inlet, where their sizes range from that of a pea to a golf ball. Our local agates vary in color, from clear to yellows, oranges, and fiery red, stained by the water they were transported and stored in. Any available information about agates on the internet tends to bring up more questions than answers. We know that agates are composed of chalcedony, a mixture of quartz and moganite, mineralizing in empty cavities in rocks. Agates are eventually revealed as the softer rock around them erodes away. They can form in volcanic, metamorphic, or sedimentary rocks, but young volcanic rocks are said to be the best host for agates due to the vesicles in them formed by trapped gas bubbles in lava. I was lucky enough to find an article by John Morton from the Peninsula Clarion in 2018 that shed light on our local agates and their histories. The article quotes Dr. Peter Heaney, an agate expert and mineral sciences professor at Penn State University, who speaks to the mysteries not yet known of these rocks, saying that agates are one of the few gem materials that have not been successfully synthesized even today, so nobody knows exactly how agates formed. Among the theories and limited understanding of these mysterious gems, it is believed that agates found on the Kenai Peninsula beaches were transported by glaciers from the west side of Cook Inlet during the last ice age. These agates formed almost 2 million years ago, most likely from one of the region's most iconic volcanoes, Mount Spur. Specifically, they were formed along the fault in the deep depths of the mountains west of Tyonek, where rich quartz and moganite hydrothermal deposits are found. The agates of this region have also stood as a sign of importance for Dena'ina peoples. From the stories of the late Dena'ina elder, Peter Kalifornsky, he talks about the cultural significance of agates, saying that the lucky agate stone brings good luck to whoever finds it. Sometimes they would be walking on the beach and would find the marks left by the lucky agate when it fell from the sky. They followed the trail and found it, and it gave them luck. So next time you go combing the beaches of Cook Inlet, be sure to keep an eye out for an agate. And if you're lucky enough to find one, you'll be able to carry along a piece of the stories and mysteries that have made this place so special for thousands of years. This is Maya Nabipour, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.